السلام عليك أيها الإمام الصادق، السلام عليك أيها الوصي الناطق، السلام عليك يا مفتاح الخيرات، السلام عليك يا مصباح الظلمات، السلام عليك يا جعفر بن محمد ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our condolences to all the believers upon the martyrdom anniversary of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. There is a narration in Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi's masterpiece, Muntaha al-Amal, where Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi says that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam had at least 4,000 students who learned under His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam. These students included Muslims from all sects of Islam, including individuals such as Malik ibn Anas and Abu Hanifa. Because of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam's social, cultural, political, economic, educational, and intellectual activities and influence, the Umayyad caliphs such as Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik and subsequently the Abbasid caliphs such as Saffah al-Abbasi and Mansur al-Dawaniqi, His Eminence the sixth divinely appointed Imam was regularly arrested by the governmental authorities and taken to the centers of the governmental establishment such as the cities of Kufa and Baghdad, Damascus, and even Samarra. And when the sixth divinely appointed Imam was not under arrest, he was kept under strict surveillance by both the Umayyad and Abbasid caliphs. Eventually, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, became so influential and so powerful that the governmental authorities, under the order of Al-Mansur al-Dawaniqi, poisoned and martyred His Eminence Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And so in honor of His Eminence Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, we present two short but profound traditions by His Eminence. One is a very well-known and famous tradition, the other a less well-known tradition but soon to be famous. The first well-known tradition is when Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam's close companion Abu Basir went to pay his condolences to the family of the sixth Imam, and especially to pay his condolences to the esteemed wife of the sixth Imam, Lady Hamida. Upon seeing Abu Basir, Lady Hamida began to weep, and in turn, Abu Basir also began to weep. Then Lady Hamida says, "Oh Abu Basir, if you had been here in the last moments of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam's life, you would have witnessed something extraordinary." Abu Basir asked, "What was that, my lady?" And Lady Hamida replied, "It was in the last moments of the Imam's life when he opened his blessed eyes and said, 'Gather all of my family and relatives now and bring them to me.' Thus we gathered every one of the relatives until no one was left. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam turned towards them, and although going in and out of consciousness, at one point His Eminence looked towards his family and he said, 'Surely our intercession shall never reach to those people who take their salah lightly.'" And the less well-known tradition by the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, is as follows. His Eminence Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "However, as to the prohibited form of guardianship, so the rulership of the tyrant ruler and the rulership of his governors, their chief, the followers of their rulers, and besides them, the sub-rulers under the rule of the main ruler, right down to the smallest one, is a door out of the door of his rulership upon whom the tyrant is a ruler. and working for them and having business and trade relations with them as an acceptance of their rule is prohibited and unlawful. Whoever does this, whether more of it or less, will get tormented and chastised, because all that is done as an assistance to the tyrannical establishment is a big sin among big sins. And this is because during the rulership of the tyrant, all that is righteous gets wiped off, and all that is falsehood will be revived under the rulership of the oppressor and the tyrant ruler. And cruelty and brutality and corruption will be manifested, and the heavenly books will get falsified and forfeited, and the prophets and the faithful will be killed, and the mosques will be dismantled and dislodged, and the sunnah and the ordinances and the religious laws of Allah will be changed. And then Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam continues and says, this is the reason why co-working with them, helping and assisting them, and trading with them is prohibited, except where there is no other option, such as when having to eat blood or corpse. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.